Hello, my name is Reuben Jackson. I live in Washington, D.C. I lived in Vermont for 8 years, and I'm a former employee of Vermont Public Radio. I wanted to comment regarding the question how Vermonters could help BIPOC at this time or any other time. I think the first thing one should consider is the possibility that racism could indeed exist in the state. One of my biggest challenges was dealing with both the reality of, in my opinion, deeply entrenched racism, and I am referring to systemic racism, not just the stereotypical good old person in a pickup truck with a big Confederate flag, but the unwillingness to share power in any respect. So I think acknowledging that is a very, very, very important step. It's not enough to say, oh no, not here, or to misquote or half quote the state constitution. The other thing I would say, and this is the hard work, is understanding that racism is indeed systemic. And look around you, you know, Vermont has been white for so long. White is the norm. How does that impact people's individual views of people of color? How many people may have run to Vermont to get away from people of color? And how does that which exists impact the absence of black archetypes? Granted, I understand it's the second whitest state in the country, but I do think part of the aforementioned acknowledgement that these things exist and, you know, should be worked on might help move Vermont to what I would, yes, ironically and I guess cynically call regular racism or everyday racism, which means that you would see maybe teachers of color or bakers and bankers and electricians, in addition to that which I pray is dismantled, to use the word of the age, sooner rather than later. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.